He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me a long life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how? Yes, sir. I know he lives. He lives within. He lives right here. Right here in my heart. Good evening today. More grace to all of God's people. How excited I am to be in the land of the living. How excited I am to know you. How excited I am to be a voice in your life. Tell you all the time, you are where you are because of the voices you listen to. Who are you listening to? Not just natural voices, but any kind of voice. Who are you listening to? What voice are you listening to in your head? What voices are you listening to at your job, in your church, in your family? Everything is controlled by the voice that you listen to. And it's Pastor Kelly who said that the Lord spoke to him and said, in this hour, get under the voice of the prophet. What an honor it is that I was the prophet that God allowed him and his family to get under his voice. It matters in this hour because my sheep know my voice, the voice of a stranger they don't follow. I am so excited about your future and mine and about what God is doing. And I want to let you all know this. I really wanted today to be my rest day, and it's still going to be my rest day, but there's an unction by the Lord. Felt the Lord say to me very clearly, just talk to my people at 6 o'clock today. You know, I usually do it at 9. But I felt led of the Lord to talk to you, to communicate with you, and to say to you, if there's ever been an hour that you want to get connected and be connected to the prophet, that hour is now. Because the word of God is sure and it is true. I prophesied and told you all that Dallas would be on the news. You see, it has come to pass. And the Lord told me actually this morning that judgment is looming over America. And I believe I heard the Lord say to me very clearly that we're going to see a lot of floods this year. Matter of fact, this hurricane season, I think it's going to be a bit tough for us. We're going to see some very strong tornadoes this hurricane season. Very strong hurricanes. And so this is an hour that I want to say to you all, make sure you have everything in place. I mean, I believe there's going to be some cancellation of schools and storms and things are going to happen where there was not going to be school. And the Lord said to me the other day that mall shootings are going to get to a place where they are. What happened was I had a vision of malls and retail stores shutting down. I mean, whole cities with the malls and retail stores shutting down. And it wasn't that the company had went out of business. It was just that these places begin to shut down because people begin to be so disturbed with all of the senseless shootings and the unnecessary shootings that one way that they garnered protection was by not having stores. So everybody was doing their shopping online. I saw virtual communities. You understand that? It was not a lot of in-person anything, face-to-face anything, but everything seemed to become virtual. It was virtual communities. I want to say that to this person to who I'm talking to on this phone now, who maybe believe God is calling you to do something in business. And I just want to say to you that since that is true, make sure that whatever you're doing is virtual. As a matter of fact, I said that I'm going to have a conversation with the media department of KCC. They don't need to meet once a month. They need to be meeting every week with new ideas and new things to prepare, to communicate, to come up with plans, because that's where the world is. That's the way of the world now. It's all about virtual. We have to create virtual communities, all right? And that's what's coming. The day will come where public school and schooling education, I'm talking about in person, is going to be at an all-time low. And you're going to see more virtual school than people actually schooling and, you know, homeschooling. All of these things are going to become the norm. With that being said, we got to make sure we are in tune and close to that prophetic anointing to prepare for what's coming. And that's why I want to say to you that I believe that this is going to be a very tough hurricane time, a very tough storm season. So make sure you got your water. Make sure you have your things in place, because if there's a loss of electricity, loss of power, if all of these things take place, you don't want to be caught by surprise. I am so excited about the future of God's people and what he's doing. And, you know, there's another crash coming. We're headed back into a recession. Matter of fact, I've been communicating, telling people, if you don't need a car, don't get a car. Now, if you absolutely have to get one, get one. But if you don't need one, don't get one. And if you need a house, I would wait. But these are things that I'm preparing people for as the voice of the prophet to prepare them for what is coming. And the Spirit of God is dealing with me very strongly about how the church is getting ready to come under attack. But very shortly, God's going to have me to put together a message, because the posture and the attitude of the people of God must change. We are much more carnal than I thought. And when I say we, myself included, we are much more carnal than I thought. And I'm not sure that heaven is smiling with the thought process of this church. Of course, you know, heaven's not angry with us. But I'm not sure that heaven is smiling with the thought process of us and how arrogant we've become, how proud we've become, how stubborn we've become. Amen. How carnal we are, the church, the body of Christ, how we are so invested in ourselves and our future. It seems to be a complete contradiction to the Bible we teach. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. That's what God has me right now. So it's just a complete contradiction to what Jesus taught. And there's something we got to do to make sure that our motives and our hearts are right. Are you checking your motives on a daily basis with everything you do? You know, are you making moves and doing things to protect yourself? Pride. Again, I'm not just preaching to anybody. I'm preaching to me. Everything you do, what is your motive? Because if it's not faith, I believe that's 14:23 Romans, whatsoever is not of faith, it's sin. What's your motive for everything you're doing, you know? Do you have an agenda? Do you have an end game? Is your end game a God end game? Are you playing games? Are you being manipulative, Prophet Karn? Are you being controlling, Prophet Karn? When you preach, what's the motive behind your message, man of God? When you teach, what's the spirit behind your message, man of God? When you prophesy, when you lay hands, when you receive an offering, what is the motive behind what you're doing? This is very sobering and a very serious thing that we must hear and pay attention to in this hour. Can't be in fear. because then God escapes. So I can't make decisions out of fear because he's not giving me the spirit of fear. Can't be doing things looking out for me because then that's pride. You know, so many people, when I have conversations with them, they just make decisions looking out for themselves. Life is not about you. Matter of fact, the Bible says life does not consist of the abundance of things that a man possesses. Yeah, life is not about you. It ain't about what you want. If any man come after me, he must first deny himself. The way you get your life in the kingdom is giving it up. See, whatever you want, the way you get it in the kingdom is giving it up. Because if you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it. I could have decided to go to school and be a great doctor, liposuction doctor, plastic surgeon, and help God, help people, not just God, you help people. Amen. You know, we're in an hour where everybody getting their butt done and everybody getting everything done. That's right. No problem. It's your thing to do what you want to do. But I could have became wealthy doing that. But I gave that up. And because I gave it up for his sake, I was able to find it and not just minister to people's inner man. But as a result of me ministering to their inner man, it affects that outer man. God has been very forward with me about my eating habits. And again, just want to report on victory side that I'm still being consistent. All I had today was some rotisserie chicken and some string beans. Praise God. And some planting. Amen. Eating healthy. Being intentional. Because the Lord told me very clearly about some things he's going to do in my life in this next season. And sometimes it's, don't get me wrong, it gets a little frustrating because you hear God talk about this next season. It looks like that next season is taking a while. But I received some very strong instruction from the Lord about what he was going to do in my life in this next season. But he told me I needed to present him a body that was able to handle the anointing that he was getting ready to place upon me. Needed to be healthy, and told me that weight would be a hindrance. I want to release that word to someone on this phone that there's something so profound that God wants to do in your life, but that body that he has to use is a hindrance to what he wants to do. So I received a very strong word from the Lord concerning that. And guess what I did? I made adjustments. I immediately came off of certain things and eating meat and just vegetables and drinking an enormous amount of water. The Lord spoke to me, and I want to share this with all of you on here. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going to bed, but I'm waking up, and I still feel like I'm a little tired, and I know I'm sleeping. And he said to me, get marine phytoplankton. That's an instruction I'm giving you. It can change your life. Add that to your diet. Add that to your regimen. Marine phytoplankton. M-A-R-I-N-E, phytoplankton. P-H-Y-T-O. P-L-A-N-K-T-O-N, marine phytoplankton. And I looked it up, and guess what I found out it did? Gave oxygen to the brain, rejuvenated, found out that it was responsible for over 25% of the world's oxygen. I don't know that in my natural mind. Are you listening to me? But when you hear the voice of God and he tells you to do something, you must do it. The God we serve is faithful, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm excited. Everything I'm doing, I'm excited because I know that obedience is key to this next level. I'm trusting the Lord. God has got a birthday coming up next month and a pastor's anniversary next month, and just excited about what the Lord is doing in my life, and I'm doing everything in my power to stay under the blood, stay in the most holy place. I've communicated to you all. Pray in the spirit. How long? An hour every day. Break it up if you have to. but praying in the Spirit. Anything contrary to that is rebellion. Pray in the Spirit every day. God is not going to let you not pray. Men ought to always pray. That's Bible, Luke 18. Men ought always, not sometimes, always to pray. Pray without ceasing. The Spirit of God will never lead you to do something contrary to His word. Get in prayer. Seek His face. I have to. I got to do these prophecies for these people, this five-year thing for those who sowed that seed. I'll be doing that this week, but I'm just giving myself to prayer, spending time with Him, communing with Him. I got a shut-in coming up in October, the Lord, or November, one of these. I believe the Lord challenged me to, me and the church here in Charlotte, to lock in for 3 days, 3 nights, seeking His face. Everybody's not hungry for God, but prophet, oh, la, la, ba, ya, ya. But Prophet Karn is. I'm hungry for a deeper depth in God. I must experience the supernatural. It will not be something I read about for the rest of my life. It will be something that I've experienced, a tangible glory. An anointing that cannot be denied will be my portion. And everybody's not going with me, but somebody is. Somebody is dedicating themselves and preparing themselves, not for this world. That's why when the Lord challenges me to challenge you for money, I asked the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, these people have needs. I said, I have needs. You're challenging me to give like never before. Pay this, handle this, take care of this. And the Lord spoke to me, and He said to me, do not stop. He said, those who are getting upset when you receive an offering, it reveals how connected they are to their money. See, there's another level He wants to take you to, but you have to pass money tests. And He challenges you. Give that here, sow that here, put that there. The man of God asks for a seed, and you use it up there saying, Lord, I need this. And God is saying, am I your source or what? Do you trust me or what? Do you take me at your word, at my word, or what? Some of us always give God the bare minimum. But I have an instruction from the Lord. And in this season of my life, I am working while it's day. For when night cometh, nobody can work. I sent out a challenge for everybody to sow that $52 seed, and I believe maybe Sister Joy can text me and tell me if it's so. I challenge everyone to sow that seed, and you should have received a letter, an email. Yeah, you should have received an email by now. And if you haven't received it, just send us a message at customerservice@briankarn.org so we can know. We have to know that you sowed that seed, but you should have received an email by now with instructions. Follow those instructions and do it quickly. Don't hesitate about it. Move on this quickly, because there's a great breakthrough and release that is being released to those who honor God. I know what the Lord said to me, and I know He's going to do it. So make sure you sow it. And somebody may be on this call and say, what $52 seed? I don't know anything about it. And all I would say to you is the Lord challenged us a couple of days ago to sow a $52 seed, and He called it the mailbox miracle. And He told us that everyone who gave it, He gave me a clear instruction for those who would sow that $52 seed. So if you've not sowed that, If you've not sowed that $52 seed, get that in the ground now, because I've just released those instructions. That's $52. And again, you can sow it at $PBCJR, or you can go to the website, briancarn.org, where you can sow that seed and send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org. And let us know that you've sowed that seed to make sure you receive that email so that you can fulfill the next instruction. That's what God gave us to do. But while I'm on this call, I want to do this quickly. I'm challenged by the Lord, challenged by the great God Jehovah. There's so many people that are going to tap into this. Some of you may give 152. 1,052, 5,200. The Lord told me there was one person supposed to get 5,200. I don't know if they did that. I really don't know. That's just what the Lord shared with me. And I want to get to a place that it's not a fight for you. You just want to obey the Spirit of God because you're not attached to money. Amen. Just whatever He tells you to do, you do it. Again, hear me by the Spirit of grace, and I say this, that if you do decide to give that $52 via Cash App, make sure you send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org so that we can know that you did it, so we can send you the instruction. Because God spoke to me and said He's going to do something called the mailbox miracle. And you'll receive an email with whatever you need to know. And you're going to obey that instruction like the Spirit of God has told us to. But I want to challenge you to take the next 24 hours. I believe the Lord shared this with me. I woke up this morning and then went upstairs and I drank me a tea. Matter of fact, you all that are having problems with hunger cravings, you know, I don't think I have that problem, but you just find yourself always hungry. Amen. It's a demon called gluttony. No kidding. But I want you to get you some burdock root. Burdock root. It will help you with hunger cravings. One of the saints walked up to me the other day who the Lord had gave me an herb to give them for weight loss. They said, Pastor, I've been taking it. I've lost weight. Then God even gave us an herb for back pains. You have to be a part of the finance class because I do an intimate conversation where I communicate with them a lot of secrets. I'm considering doing another one to teach them how to set up holding companies and trusts. How to pay yourself, how to defer your tax, and all of those things, you know. But I'm not ready for that yet. I've got other stuff going on I want to focus on for ministry. But I want to say to you, make sure you check your emails so that you can get those instructions now. Several of you obeyed, but you got to check your email. Amen. If it's not in your inbox, check your junk mail. Whatever you got to do. But you'll receive an email, and it's an instruction tailor-made to you with your name on it that I believe the Spirit of God has given me that's going to bless your life. However, I have some people on this call right now. There's several of you on here. And I want to give you a prophetic direction. Shaka eko ilopo samankale bele intiala dabasa. I want you this week to write down one thing that you want to see God do quickly. Again, I want to say this to you because everything is according to your faith. Some of you, you'll put down, I want $1 million. For what? You're not even faithful with 100. God has to fight you to give 1,000. But I want you to put your faith out there for one thing that you need the Lord to do for you. And the instruction of the Lord is at 2:40 a.m. Now, again, some of you, you don't want to obey because you think you got all the sense. But at 2:40 a.m., at 2:40 p.m., you're going to speak over that request and command it to come to pass. You're going to speak over that request. You're going to get a compass, and you're going to turn east. And you're going to speak over that request at 2:40 a.m., 2:40 p.m., wherever you at, 240, you're going to speak over that thing, and you're going to watch God begin to manifest things like you never thought. But there's one thing that you had before the Lord that I want you to target in your declaration. I mean, target it like never before. And you're going to see God do the impossible. Before you write that down and do it, I want you to sow a seed today. Several of you will give 24. Somebody else will give 124. I believe, again, I check my motives. I want my heart to be right. This is so serious to me. I believe there are 12 people on here who need to obey this instruction specifically for your business and for what you want God to do in your life. You're going to sow a seed of $240. You're on this call. That's $PBCJR. You're sowing 24, 124. Someone will give $1,024, and someone may give $2,400. But this is believing God. There are 24 hours in a day. This is for a quick turnaround of the thing that you're going to pray over at 2:40 a.m. and 2:40 p.m. And those are not the only times you have to pray. You can pray any other time, but specifically, make sure you pray at that time over that request. It's $PBCJR. I said it's $PBCJR or briancarn.org or briancarn.org. Or P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But let's get this in the ground. Now, again, you're going to write that one thing you have before the Lord. That one thing. It may be, Lord, I'm tired of not having any money. But whatever it is, I need you to write it. And I want you, after you get done writing it on that piece of paper, Odibashande Elebekosanda Halabashatio, place it on the front door of your home. Now, not the front where people can see, so it would be the back of the front door. And at 2:40 a.m., grab that paper off that front door, turn east, and declare what God has said. concerning your life, concerning your family. I don't know about you, but I have some things that I need from the Lord. And I know that if God don't do it, it won't get done. I said, if God don't do it, it won't get done. And so I am doing whatever I believe the Lord want me to do in this hour. I mean, if I think he wants me to do it, you better know I'm doing it because I can't afford to miss it. So I'm challenging you. There are 12 of you who's going to give 240. There's several of you giving 24. Somebody giving 1,024, 2,400. But the instruction is right on a piece of paper, one thing you have before the Lord. And I want you to put it on the front door of your home. That's right. Put it on the front door. And at 2:40 a.m. and 2:40 p.m., you're going to make some declarations. And you're going to go to the east. And you're going to decree and declare some things over your life. And you are going to see it come to pass. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. We have to pray in the Spirit. We have to cling to him like never before. We have to. I'm going to say to you, get this seed in the ground. You got 24 hours to do it. The quicker you do it, the quicker you can start. But right now, let's sow our seed now in faith, believing God for the supernatural. Let's get this seed in the ground. That's right. I say let's get this seed in the ground. Let's honor God and believe him for the impossible. God has just been having me give out instructions lately. And those who are heeding them and obeying them, they're going to see turnaround. Make sure you check your email. If you gave that $52 seed, check your email. Check it. That's right. Check it. And make sure you follow the instruction the Lord has given me. And I believe something is getting ready to happen supernatural for your mailbox. There's a woman on here by the name of Margaret. God is talking to you right now. I don't know who you are, but the Spirit of God is talking to me for Margaret. And he's touching you in your body. I say he's touching you in your body. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. God's touching you in your body. I said God's touching you in your body. Your body is receiving a miracle right now. Your body is receiving a miracle right now. I said your body is receiving a miracle right now. I feel this so strong. I got a praise report today. I was in Danville, Virginia on Thursday night. Told this woman to put her hand on her head and declare that with his stripes, she's healed. And I just got word, because God don't tell lies. See, your mama lie, but God don't lie. I just got word from the pastor that that woman went to the doctor today and they couldn't find no trace of lung disease. God don't lie. You listening to me? God doesn't lie. He's a man of his word. He does what he says. And guess what he don't do? He don't tell no lies. I tried him and I know him. And I found him to be a friend. You are blessed today. You are anointed today. Whatever you touch is going to turn in your favor. I'm telling you what I know. Trust God. Take him at his word. Believe the prophet. And so shall you. Bobo shandere bo shadamandala. Belebe kondelebe sita. Believe the prophet. And so shall you prosper. You are blessed. I love you. And I'm excited about your future. Stay tuned to what's going on. Hear the voice of God. Pray in the spirit. I love you so much. I'll be in Magnolia, North Carolina on Friday night for a great meeting, expecting God to do the impossible. You are blessed. Love you so much. More grace.